For those of you who may not be aware, it is officially Tuesday. It has been Tuesday for 7 hours and 40 minutes. Congratulations. Tomorrow, of course, is the big hump day version of the program, and it's far different from the rest of the show because it comes between Tuesday and Thursday.
And we let the camel loose in the office.
I believe we shall. I know it's one of Tom's favorite bits that we do is the camel. Does that camel have a name, by the way? Does anybody know if the camel has a name?
The Geico camel?
Yeah.
I don't know. Does it have a name?
Oh, yes, it does. It's Jay-Z. All right, so here we go.
Like the camel.
I do, too. Mike. All right, so here we go.
Come on.
What day is it? It's hump day. Hump day! All right, I believe we're in violation of FCC rules by saying hump day when it's not Wednesday. Shh. Don't say it again. It is now time for us to take a look at the behavior of others so that we can look upon ourselves and go, not bad.
I'd never do that.
On Sunday, 41-year-old Rebecca Boss was at a baby shower in Lincoln, Nebraska. And the story doesn't say whether it was her baby shower or a friend's baby shower. It doesn't matter. She was at the baby shower. And that's when 28-year-old Julia Bowl showed up. Now, Rebecca decided she would do something about this. She's going to bounce Julia out of there. Why? Because it turns out Julia used to be really good friends with the baby daddy.
Uh-huh.
All right. And apparently she was not showing up there to have some cucumber sandwiches and give the baby a onesie or a rocking horse or whatever, a blender, whatever you do for baby showers. So Julia and Rebecca ended up getting into a fight. Now, remember, Julia is the interloper here. Rebecca is the one trying to keep the peace. Rebecca took a 6-inch stiletto to the face. Julia took off one of her 6-inch stiletto shoes, which, I'm sorry, is that standard baby shower attire? 6-inch stilettos?
Maybe in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Can
that be classified as a legal weapon?
Oh, look, you just...
Heck yes.
Oh, that's really nice. You just got off stage and you're bringing, what, an envelope full of ones? That's sweet. Anyway, Julia took off her shoe and stabbed Rebecca in the face. Then Julia tried to choke Rebecca out. Rebecca was treated at a hospital with a puncture wound to her cheek. Julia was arrested and is now facing charges of felony strangulation and misdemeanor assault. good times. How many times has that happened at a family reunion, huh? Now, the next story, it's one of those things where it's really nice to see a mom and her son getting along and helping him to earn a living. It truly is.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, you sound incredulous. You sound
I do, because I know what's coming here. The family that heals together. Yeah,
close. Last week, 25-year-old Michael Van Hout of West Salem, Oregon, was released from county jail. Don't know what he was in for, but I'm going to go out on a limb here and say something to do with drugs. Because as soon as he got out of jail, right back to work. 2 days after he got out, apparently he got in touch with somebody who said they wanted to buy a little H, the white pony. That's right, some heroin. And he didn't have a ride to the deal. So he did what any self-respecting young drug dealer would do. Mom, can I have a ride to the drug deal? 52-year-old Susan Van Hout said, sure, honey, anything for my precious little snowflake. When they got there, it turned out the heroin buyer was an undercover cop. As he arrested Michael, Susan decided she was going to try and hide the heroin. Drug-sniffing dog found it almost immediately. Both Michael and Susan have been arrested for unlawful delivery and possession of heroin. Congratulations, Mother of the Year candidate right there. I mean, what would you do? Dad, gotta go make a drug deal. Can I use the car? No, I'll drive you.
Maybe he didn't say where they were actually going.
Yeah, I'm sure. That's why Mom said, oh, what's this powder? Oh, it must be talcum for his rash. I'll hide that so he can have it when he gets out. Next, we go to Quebec, Canada. I think this guy is going to go to jail. We'll see what happens. Let me tell you, just tell me what you think. You think he's a hero or an idiot? 64-year-old Rene Daniel, because that's what they name men in Quebec, Canada, Rene. He is of Saint-Émile-de-Énergie, Quebec, Canada. He was served divorce papers by his wife. Strange divorce.
Also named Renee.
Possibly.
With clearly, two E's.
Clearly it was not an amicable divorce because Renee decided, I want some revenge. He got on his tractor, filled it with manure, headed over to her house.
Yeah!
But he then dumped a big load of the manure on her front door. And then he realized, I got some left. So he went around back and filled up her hot tub.
Revenge farmer style. I like it.
Nice. At that point, of course, the cops are well on their way. Renee then decided, I got to get out of here, eh? And
trying to get away on his tractor?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
On his tractor, led police on a 10-mile-an-hour pursuit. It didn't take him very long. The police were able to stop him about a mile away. And then he decided, oh, hey, man, I'm going to fight with these guys. And he fought with them. He eventually got pepper sprayed and tasered. He is now facing charges for mischief of over $5,000, hit and run, assaulting a police officer, and obstructing justice.
It was probably worth every penny because the revenge of dumping manure in your divorced wife's hot tub.
How bad of a shrew did she have to be in order to be filled, you know, have her tub filled with poop? I feel bad.
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show. A quick look at the news.
This will make us all feel better. Agreed? Agreed?
Agreed. I've done research while you guys were talking.
Yeah?
The camel's voice.
Yes?
Is by a voiceover artist named Christopher Sullivan. The camel's name is Christopher.
I think we need to get him on the show. All right, from news around the world, the entertainment area, Miley Cyrus. Didn't you hear this? This is really interesting. Miley Cyrus is saying she is attributing her recent bad behavior to puberty. Because obviously, singing forgettable songs while sporting bad haircuts could no way be genetic. Lady Gaga and Perez Hilton are now involved in a heated feud. And unfortunately, simply by virtue of hearing that sentence, you're now officially the gay. Al Roker turned 59 years old today. His friends were going to throw him a surprise party, but after that whole White House thing, they decided not to.
Yikes!
Robert Plant turned 65 today.
Mm-hmm.
65.
This
these
is
days.
Awful. All these classic rockers are getting old.
I know. These days, it's been a long time since he rock and rolled, and an even longer time since he read a newspaper without holding it at arm's length. Apparently, people still want Led Zeppelin to get back together, even though at this point, it's probably going to be to just play Canasta. And, you know, pretty soon he's not going to have to buy a stairway to get to heaven.
I knew that joke was coming.
Thank you.
It's only
you
a matter of time.
Sources say Tom Cruise wears thongs for his stunt scenes. We talked about this yesterday.
Yeah.
When Hugh Jackman heard this, he replied, so do I! Only what's a stunt scene? Oh, and this is really disturbing. Al Jazeera America premieres today. Some critics are concerned that the news channel will have a pro-Islamic, anti-American bias because, you know, we already have two of those.
Oh, brother.
Seriously, in the Middle East, when they do terror bombings and car bombings or whatever,
yeah.
Al Jazeera refers to them as martyrs and freedom fighters.
Oh, I can't wait for them to be on air here in America. That's
I'm
awesome.
I'm sure that the news on the American version of Al Jazeera will kind of leave that out.
Yeah. Thank you,
but
Al
if you're
Gore.
Watching in Bahrain or whatever, it's two you martyrs.
You thank you, Al Gore, for standing up for
you don't
American
have to
beliefs.
Watch.
From the news around the United States and abroad, I don't think she likes being called that. But anyway, bears have attacked 7 Americans in just the last week. What can I say? Americans are delicious. From the world of sports.
We're the fat, slow ones.
You know? chewy. Former Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius has been officially charged with the murder of his girlfriend. This was unexpected. I mean, everybody thought he was going to walk. And listen, he's trying to claim that it was accidental, but seriously, in the end, he really just doesn't have a leg to stand on.
Uh-huh. Any more? Or can I leave now?
No, you can't leave now. Sit your butt down. Last but not least, Jamaican track star Usain Bolt is now the most decorated athlete in the world championship history, with 8 golds and 2 silvers. By the way, he also got 1 additional medal for not murdering his girlfriend. That, of course, has been a quick look at the news. Thank you very much for being allowing us to be a part of it. Please use the information contained for good and not for evil.
A lot of people my age have to move back home to save money. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but I am proud to say that I've not had to move back home. Yeah, yeah, because I never left. I like living at home, though, because I get to be around my parents and my parents' food and my parents' washer and dryer. They have an awesome washer and dryer. It's like top-of-line technology. Yeah, here's how it works. I put my clothes in the washer. They come out folded on my bed. I don't know where they got it. Like sometimes they come out ironed and hung up on a hanger with a little sticky note that says, "This is the last time." I don't know. I don't know what that means. A lot of people feel bad asking their parents for money. I do not feel bad about it. The only time I feel bad asking my parents for money is if they're already asleep. Yeah. I'm like, wake up, Mom and Dad. I ordered pizza for you guys. My mom's like, "Michael, it's 1 a.m. We don't want pizza." I'm like, "Fine, I'll eat it. I need $85. They're like, "Michael, pizza's not $85. I'm like, "Well, there's tax and tip. And my T-Mobile bill just came in, so we can take it." They're like, "We're not paying for your cell phone bill." I'm like, "Well, then you're no longer in my Faith 5. How about that?"
Severe weather updates on WSAU.com. And on air at AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.